have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kismina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be.
And good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it may be, wherever you are in the world, when you hit that play button, so glad you did. This is Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kismina, coming at you with another episode of the Genesis Frequency. So glad you're here, so glad you listen in, whether it's your first time or you're coming back for, the 289th time, whatever episode number we're on. We appreciate every single listener, and love it when you reach out to, love it when you send me comments and emails and grab an appointment on my calendar. You know, I'm accessible. That's what's nice about this. This is a little different than mainstream radio and a lot of the podcasts that are out there. We have this little niche of followers that are really passionate about accomplishing more, about moving into the experience of their big dream goals and their desires. And hey, I love having conversations. So you reach out to me, you get on my calendar at successappointment.com, and we have a conversation about what you want to experience in your life, personally and professionally. Those two really need to be tied together. I think a lot of people and a lot of trainers, you know, forget about that. And that's what we're talking about. We've moved a little bit into leadership over the last few episodes. But, you know, this all goes hand in hand. I don't care if it's personal development, professional development, small business development, corporate development. We have to tie in the experiences that we want to have in our personal life with the goals of our professional life in order to feel that sense of satisfaction, that sense of achievement, that sense of, you know, just overall accomplishment of becoming what we call a total person. And this is the total leader concept as taught at LMI, within LMI, Leadership Management International. And I happen to be a franchisee of Leadership Management International, LMI. So I'm a little biased towards the material because, you know, I've been around it for a very, very long time. Just recently became a franchisee, but I've been an instructor and a teacher and a speaker and a corporate trainer and a small business trainer for years and years and years and years. So what I'm looking at over the last couple episodes is a book by the founder of LMI, which was really preceded by SMI, which was Success Motivation Institute. And that's where I first heard about Paul J. Meyer and his organization, Success Motivation Institute. I was in Detroit listening to a live speaker at an event, and in the lobby, there were people selling products, you know, and one of the companies out there was a vendor for tapes, cassette tapes by Success Motivation Institute. And I always checked in on them from time to time to see if they were still around, what they were doing, and they have morphed into this global international organization. It's just astonishing. In over 100 countries now, programs available in over 27 languages, truly international, with a presence on every continent in the world. And it just really made sense for the next unfoldment of my journey and in the training space, doing a lot of this anyway, to move into a franchise partnership with an organization that has so much more to offer than I can offer by myself, or simply with the material that I've written and developed and that I get from Proctor Gallagher Institute as a Proctor Gallagher certified consultant as well. continuing to do that work. But around any of this, you know, I love the corporate space still. I love corporate training. I love corporate speaking and speaking engagements and doing workshops and just, you know, motivation and inspiration and all of that stuff that just improves my life and improves the lives of those around me that I work with. And I love seeing that growth and transformation because the things I talk about have transformed my own life. And that's another episode for another show. In fact, my very, very first episode is all about that story. Go back and find it. Go to thegenesisfrequency.com. You can look at all these episodes right in order, and you don't have to deal with any of the clutter. There's no pop-ups. There's no ads, you know, just a mention of how to reach out to me. But you can go one after another, after another, after another. And this is great content, and it's great value for you. So let's dive into some material here today before I keep rambling. Again, successappointment.com is my calendar. So I've been sharing from the book, Five Pillars of Leadership. I started that last week. We're looking at passion and desire. And this book is Five Pillars of Leadership. I strongly recommend you get it, How to Bridge the Leadership Gap. And this is Paul J. Meyer. Written by Paul J. Meyer, who is the founder of LMI, Leadership Management International Success Motivation Institute, and Randy Slechta, the current CEO. And I had the privilege of just going through our annual convention, our virtual convention this past week, and it was great. We got to hear from Randy, full of wisdom. And what I interject in here, too, is I'm counting the years, and I know I'm dating myself here, but I'm looking at, you know, when I got started in business and in the business world, and it's been, you know, it's been a good 50 years. So, you know, I'm ageless, but I've been around a while and have seen what works, what doesn't work, and a lot of trial and error in there. So I have something along with these two individuals, this information from this book and countless others of material that I have not only read, but have studied and then embodied, and then to further that, applied and taken action on. And that's the key. When you're listening to these things in this podcast, or whether you're reading a book that you just love about business and inspiration and motivation and taking it to the next level, make sure you don't read it. You know, I see all these posts out there on social media and LinkedIn. How many books did you read this year about business? How many books did you read about inspiring and motivating? It's not about how many you read. It's the one that really grabs you and that you take and you study over and over and over again. I stopped just going through books. I used to have so many unfinished books, too. That was one of the reasons I did this. But I said, I'm just going to take this big, thick one. It was sitting on my bookshelf forever, and just I'm going to go through this 1, 2, 3 pages at a time. That's it. Highlight, make notes, and then discern how can I apply and take action on what I studied in those 2 or 3 pages. What can I take out of there, apply to my life and everyday living in thought, word, and action, embody it, saturate myself with it before I move on. And that's just a better way to move through this type of material, because the retention isn't there. If you're going to read something just to read something, just put another notch on your book list. Yeah, I got through that. That might be one thing for fiction, but not when you're studying a business, a personal, professional development book. So that's a little bit about what we're doing here. We started with the 5 steps to develop passion and desire, because I was talking about passion and desire in a couple episodes and how important that is, getting it right. You know, you want what you want, making sure what you want is really what you want, because that, you know, that's going to satisfy that longing and discontent that has perhaps been knocking at that inner door, so to speak, that door of your consciousness saying, well, pay attention to me. You want this. You know you want this. When are you going to pursue it? And I spent a lot of time and a lot of episodes talking about that, hey, as long as we're willing and able, we can do it. In fact, I shared with you from Lessons in Truth by Emily Cady that you can't even have the desire. You couldn't even want it if it wasn't possible for you to achieve it and make it come to pass in your field of experience? That just really hit me a long time ago. It's like, wow, I couldn't even desire this thing. So I stepped out to prove that. And it's like, man, she's right. So let's talk about this. We covered the first step last week, 5 steps to developing desire and passion from the 5 Pillars of Leadership by Paul Meyer and Randy Slechta. And I read a little excerpt. I'm going to read that paragraph again in case I want you to go back and listen, because we did step one last week. So I'm going to pick up and we're going to do step two and hopefully step three. We'll see how we're doing on time. But we're talking about creating desire and passion, which is a necessary element for successful leaders. You know, this show is about personal, professional, and leadership development, right? So you have to understand that you have to challenge yourself. You have to challenge yourself. You have to challenge your team members along the way with every next step. And I don't want you to tune out or shut off if you say, by saying, hey, I'm not in a leadership position, so it doesn't sound like this show is for me. You are the leader of your own life. How are you leading your life? All right. So look at it in terms of, you know, from that perspective. How am I leading my life? Maybe you have some ambitions to be promoted, to move up. And when you're dealing with this world that I talk about on this show, the laws of cause and effect, and you're remaining in this place, this consciousness of positive expectation, things are going to come your way and you're going to be called on to be a leader. We're all leaders. We have to be. We're leaders and models and demonstrators, showing others the way, those around us. Not because they have no light or no skills, but we're showing them that the light and the skills and the leadership qualities that are in us are also in them. So the first one was the first, well, let me read this paragraph first and I'll recap the first step in developing desire and passion. Paul and Randy say, the desire and passion with which you and your team members face a challenge is an essential part of the soul of your organization. Without it, you and your team lack spiritual guidance and creative expression. Without desire and passion, there is no intuition. Missing is the still small voice within you to provide insight into both situations and people. Without desire and passion, all your talents and abilities tend to lie fallow and unresponsive. Your potential is hidden, buried, and dormant. So here's the 5 steps to rekindling your desire and passion, and we're going through each one of those so I can expand on them a little bit further than the paragraph that's in the book here. Get the book. The first one we talked about in the last episode, so go back and listen to that, and that was about striving to gain self-knowledge, to really get to know yourself. What excites you? What do you get enthusiastic about? What really energizes you? Know what motivates you, you know, to get up, to get out of the chair, to take some action, to do something. What is it that motivates you? And get a crystal clear picture of what you want to achieve personally and professionally, and where you want to take the company. How are you going to lead this company into what's next? Not so much how, but I should have said, what is the vision? What is the vision you are leading everyone into, your team into? What does it look like? Get very, very clear about that. So more about that in the previous episode, go to look for that. Number 2 is for today and today's episode, and that's make sure that that the goals you set, the targets you pursue, and the rewards you desire are personally meaningful. Too often, leaders and team members attempt to undertake projects or careers just to please parents, family, or others they admire. In the process, they deny their own natures and their own needs. Because their goals are not personally meaningful, they experience no internal desire to excel. They drift along, meeting minimum standards in positions they despise, never reaching the dazzling heights to which they might otherwise have aspired. Wow, I could go on and on about this one. I can tell you right now, we're not going to hit 3, 4, and 5 in this episode. Think about that. So often people get in a position and they are not setting goals and doing things that are personally meaningful. They want to maybe even impress their spouse. Maybe if you're just getting started out, you want to do something to make mom or dad proud. And that's great. We all want to, you know, we want to make those around us proud, but you cannot ignore what is personally rewarding to you. And you must know that all the goals you set professionally should have something that's satisfying you personally. They need to be tied together. So perhaps you want to move up in your organization. You want that next promotion, or you have your sights set on the top, that corner office, right? Make sure that there's something as a personal goal that's tied into it. In my next promotion, I'm going to reward myself with this. Or maybe you have some of, if you look at the total person concept that I talk about, maybe this will enhance your time and money freedom in some way, this professional goal that you have. More about that when you and I talk, because you're going to make an appointment with me, right? Successappointment.com. But, you know, get that self-knowledge about yourself in step one, and then make sure that your goals and targets that you set are important to you personally. You're not going to have that drive if you don't. That's where the passion is going to come from. I mean, it's really, really difficult to be all in when you're going after an objective, a goal, a desire that's important to somebody else and it has no personal meaning to you whatsoever. I mean, where's the ambition to do that? Where do you get the enthusiasm and the drive to move you forward each and every day? You have to have some skin in the game. It's got to be rewarding to you. Of course, you want to accomplish the corporate goals and objectives, but tie this, you have to do some, you know, some pushing back, some soul searching, and hey, how can I tie this in for what I want for me personally as well? And you can very well want this professionally. I was thinking a lot about this particular step. I was on LinkedIn and I see a guy I went to high school with. His name's Joe. I'm not going to share his last name, but he's very, very, very successful in the interior design arena and in corporate spaces. And I remember a senior year in high school, and we weren't close. We were acquaintances, but we weren't even friends. But I remember just leaving a French class, and it was something about careers or something like that. So I said, it was probably one of our last days. And I said, so what, Joe, what's next for you? What are you going to do? We just bumped into each other after class. And he says, well, my mom and dad really want a doctor in the family. So, you know, they said, I'll hit the books and they'll pay the bill. And I remember that. And so, you know, you lose touch after high school. Back in those days, anyway, we did. Now we're all tied together again through the wonders of technology and social media and things like LinkedIn. And I just connected with a lot of these people from school. And I see, CEO of this corporate interior design workplace company, and just expanding and still growing, truly ageless and so, so successful, exuding success himself and his company and what he has led his company to accomplish. You know, I haven't talked to him. I intend to. I want to reach out and have a conversation with him. But where did the doctor thing go? Well, that doctor thing wasn't a goal for himself. It wasn't a personal goal. I mean, so that's a good example. What he's doing now, obviously he's driven. I mean, he's proud of what he's doing. He's happy with what he's doing. He exudes joy about what he is doing in every next accomplishment and win that they share an experience. So what does that look like in your life? If they're not personally meaningful, again, you have no internal drive to excel. You're just going to drift along, do what's necessary. You might even accomplish the personal goals the boss set, but there's nothing in it for you. You're not going to set the world afire. So find the way to tie these two together. Your professional objectives, it's got to be something I really want. Maybe you are ego-driven. That's okay. You know, it's okay if that's what it, you just want to satisfy that part of you to be the very best. That's great. You found that personal connection. Well, when I'm here, when I'm at the top, I can take more time off, spend more time with my family. Now you're talking. It's personally meaningful. So you set that personal financial goal, that personal time off goal. And what are you going to do with that time? So you want to tie these things together. So that's really important. So we have the self-knowledge, previous episode, and this episode about tying the personal and professional ambitions together. Next episode, we'll get into step number 3. And again, this is all about how to develop passion and desire. We've already talked long enough about passion and desire and how important they are, but this is all about the 5 steps to developing passion and desire. Next week, we'll take a look at the element of wisdom and knowledge and tapping into that with those around us, those who are in our circle, our inner circle, and our outer circle, and some of those other circles and that kind of thing. Then we'll get into visualization and, you know, that willing and able part of it. All elements in this 5-step process of developing desire and passion. But man, just like that, we're out of time for this show. Again, I encourage you to reach out to me. Maybe you don't want to work on anything personally or professionally with me, but maybe you see a good fit for a workshop or a presentation, an in-house program on leadership development for your company. We usually start off with effective personal leadership, goal setting class, and how to work on improving performance and productivity and priority management. So important. I mean, look around. Where are your leaders going to come from? Where are your next group of leaders going to come from? Where are your group of leaders going to come from after that group of leaders? Let's start developing them now. I have a plan in place for a total leaders development concept and can help your organization with that. That's really what I'm passionate about doing. So whether it's for you personally, professionally, or within your corporate space, I'd love to have a conversation with you. And do me a favor, share this podcast. Tell somebody about it. We're growing, and I'm proud of the growth. I want to keep it growing. Tremendous value here. You're not paying for it. Not yet, anyway. But anyway, just tongue-in-cheek there. Reach out. Love to have a conversation. Successappointment.com. For now, that's going to do it. You've been listening to the Genesis Frequency. Wow, little tongue-tied this morning, huh? The Genesis Frequency is the podcast you've been listening to, and this is Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kismina. And I wish for you an infinitely spectacular day. God bless you.